WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And if you're anything like me, you've probably had that feeling where you stare at a to-do list longer than you actually do the tasks on it. We've all been there, right? Feeling paralyzed by procrastination. It's like our brains are secretly plotting against us, whispering excuses and distractions every time we try to get things done. But trust me, this isn't about becoming some super-efficient robot who thrives on deadlines, though that sounds kind of cool sometimes. It's about finding a way to work smarter, not harder, and actually enjoy the process of getting stuff accomplished. So today, let's tap out of procrastination and unlock our inner productivity ninja. Here are five things I've learned that have seriously changed my game. First up, break it down. Ever tackled a huge project only to feel overwhelmed and shut down? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Huge projects can be intimidating, but smaller tasks are manageable. So, instead of staring at that giant mountain of work, break it into bite-sized chunks. Think of it like building a house. You don't start with the roof first, right? You lay the foundation, then add walls, and so on. Same deal with your to-do list. Next, eliminate distractions. This is where things get real. Turn off notifications, put your phone on silent, or better yet, in another room. Close those tempting tabs, and create a dedicated workspace that screams, focus. You know those social media rabbit holes we all fall into? Yeah, let's avoid them today. Third, find your flow state. Everyone has different times of day where they're most productive. Some people are morning birds, others are night owls. Figure out when you feel the most energized and focused, and schedule your challenging tasks for those peak hours. Think about it like this. Would you try to run a marathon right after waking up? Probably not. You need time to warm up and get into your groove. Same goes for work. Now, reward yourself. We're not talking about indulging in every craving, though that's tempting sometimes. But celebrate your accomplishments, even the small ones. Finish that daunting task, take a short break, go for a walk, listen to your favorite song. These little rewards can actually boost your motivation and keep you going. Think of it like training for a race. You need those rest days and moments of celebration to keep pushing forward. Finally, be kind to yourself. We're all human, and there will be days when we're less productive than others. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and try again tomorrow. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates these points. I remember last year, I had this big deadline for a project I was really passionate about. The problem? I kept putting it off. Every time I sat down to work, distractions pulled me away. Social media, emails, even just daydreaming about pizza. Don't judge. But then I decided to put all these tips into practice. I broke the project into smaller tasks, shut off my notifications like a digital detox, and found my flow state in the mornings. When I finished each chunk of work, I took short breaks and rewarded myself with healthy snacks and walks outside. And guess what? I not only met my deadline, but I actually felt proud of myself for sticking to it. So there you have it, folks. Five actionable strategies to help you overcome procrastination and get things done. Remember, this isn't about becoming a productivity machine. It's about finding a system that works for you, one that helps you accomplish your goals while still enjoying the journey. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who might need a little extra motivation. And don't forget to leave us a review. It really helps us out. Until next time, keep crushing it, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.